venture to say that this tax will be the death of many small businessmen in the state of New Hampshire.
I've been in Nashville for 25 years. For the first time in my professional career, I'm telling businesses to locate in Lowell.
Some audio from the LLC tax hearing in Plymouth on Thursday night. The last clip you just heard was David Hess of Nashua, 25 years in the business, and he's telling people to avoid New Hampshire like the plague. Well, that's my words, not his, but he is saying that you might want to avoid New Hampshire. You can read his piece in the Union Leader opinion section on how the new LLC tax will harm New Hampshire's competitiveness. This man knows what he's talking about. I listened to his testimony Thursday night. It was good stuff, and I'm hoping to get him on the radio show soon. But, he's busy with doing his other work, too. So trying to figure all this mess out, that's for sure. Well, one gentleman who's been following this, their organization, Americans for Prosperity, has been one of the leading voices in opposition to this tax. Now there's another issue, as I talked about right at the top of the hour, with State Representative DJ Betancourt, who is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. There is an issue coming up before them tomorrow that is going to be, well, one way or another, believe me, related to this LLC tax. Corey Lewandowski is the New Hampshire Director for Americans for Prosperity. Corey, welcome back to Bulldog Live.
Great to be with you again, Brian. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome anytime. And let's talk about what is happening tomorrow with this House Bill 1607.
Well, that's right. And you know, just to, before we get into it, I want to thank DJ for his persistence in pressing this no toll booth issue down in the lower half of the state on Route 93. We don't need any more reasons for people not to come into New Hampshire right now. We need to survive in the tourism that those people down in the southern tier, you know, live on down in the Salem area, in the Windham area. And to put a toll booth there is just the wrong thing. And I know it's not what we're here to talk about, but it's just another example of the state that needs to spend more of your hard-earned dollars because they can't stop spending themselves. And that's what this LLC tax is all about.
Right, exactly. And just to capitalize on this toll booth discussion a little bit further, one of the main reasons that they wanted to do the toll booth was a race to beat Massachusetts at doing it. But as DJ confirmed on Monday with the Massachusetts DOT officials, they have withdrawn their plans to put a toll booth on 93 just south of the border. So now what's the excuse for New Hampshire other than to, well, get more revenue and destroy more of the New Hampshire advantage?
Well, that's right. And, you know, as we talk about this LLC tax and very specifically about the hearing, which is tomorrow, which is going to be in the House Ways and Means Committee at 9 o'clock in the morning, we have to encourage every person who owns a small business, has patronized a small business, knows somebody that owns a small business, lives in New Hampshire, to show up and tell these elected officials that we can't take this. The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, I like to refer to her as Susan, the pay czar only, just like the federal government has a pay czar, she is becoming the pay czar in New Hampshire. She is going to tell small business owners how much money they can make in reasonable compensation. Now, just that notion alone is preposterous in this country, that someone, an elected official, is going to tell you who owns your own small business, who's working 20 hours a day for 20 years to build a business, what reasonable compensation is. It just doesn't make sense. It's wrong. And it's another reason for the state to cut their spending and stop taking our hard-earned dollars.
Exactly. And this issue of reasonable compensation has come up at all of the LLC tax hearings in Concord, in Berlin, in Plymouth, and in Conway. And, the thing is, nobody knows what it means. And it's another one of those important terms in a law that needs to be defined. And then we do have this attempt to try to define reasonable compensation, which the original draft was a one-size-fits-all approach, $50,000, whether you are a website developer, a house painter, a lawyer, or real estate agent. And then we find out just before the hearing that bill that people have been reading, the proposal on reasonable compensation, is being rewritten and may not be revealed until tomorrow morning.
Well, that's exactly right. And look, this whole bill, to be clear to the people who are listening in your show, this whole bill was at the request and at the demand of the Department of Revenue Administration Commissioner Kevin Clardy, who wants to find another reason to go and take your tax dollars. Kevin has overstepped his bounds once again. Commissioner Clardy, just so the public knows, makes $118,000 a year as a state employee on top of his City of Manchester pension, which is valued at about $50,000 a year, on top of the $22,000 a year he receives in benefits. And his wife is also a state employee, and he's using her health care. Commissioner Clardy, on the taxpayers of the people of New Hampshire, is making close to $200,000 a year, and it's his recommendation that small business owners make $50,000 a year. There's something just inversely wrong with this system. Why don't we set the small business owner, you know, reasonable compensation at what Commissioner Clardy makes?
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
and not just that, the whole notion that the government is going to tell you what they believe to be reasonable is preposterous. I mean, it's not the way this country was founded. If you're a small business owner and you want to go work hard and build a successful business, you should have a right to be compensated accordingly. And as a small business owner, who knows better than you what your small business can afford to pay you? I mean, you know, this is not the role of the state government to come in and say $50,000 is enough. And, you know, I get aggravated with this because I went back and looked up how much money Representative Susan Almy, the chairman of the Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, who's hearing this bill, how much money she has donated, literally donated to candidates for office in the last three election cycles. And she averages per election cycle $62,000 in donation. That's $12,000 more that she gives away per election cycle than she thinks small business owners have a right to make. I mean, if that's not hypocritical, I don't know what is.
I am a bit speechless on this.
I mean, how, you know, here's a person who has never had a job in her life, has a goal, you know, grew up in a wealthy environment, gives away thousands upon thousands of dollars, which is perfectly within her right to do so, but then to turn around and be so hypocritical as to tell a small business owner, you can make $50,000 a year while I can give away more money a year than you make, that's just not right. And these people at every level need to be held accountable for these poor decisions.
So again, this hearing on reasonable compensation, House Bill 1607 in the Legislative Office Building, rooms 201 to 203. You'll be there?
I will be there. I know a number of other people will be there. You know, people from across the state, small business owners, LLC owners who've never been involved before, who until last week at some of these public hearings up north weren't even aware that this was being considered. That's how poor of a job the state has done in letting people know about this. If it wasn't for the media, most of the people in the state wouldn't even know that they're about to be hit with an increase in an income tax because the state needs more money.
Exactly. And as I found out as recently as Saturday at the Conway hearing, there were about two or three people who stood up and said, I just found out about this yesterday. So here we still have business owners in the state who are just finding out about this tax. Well, I'll tell you, if anybody's been listening to the station, they certainly are very well aware of it. If they've picked up the Union Leader today, you've seen it. The Seacoast newspapers, there was an editorial in today's Foster's Daily Democrat saying it's time to scrap this. Senator Maggie Hassan is quoted in a couple of publications this week as saying we made a mistake in not communicating this well to the people. This has just been a flawed process from beginning to end. You have the House Bill 1607, which was rewritten so with a hearing set for tomorrow morning, and I'm just finding out now that it has been released, and I'm going to try to review it real quick during our news break here at the top of the hour.
Well, you know, Brian, here again, this is the problem. This is the bait and switch all the time that the legislature is pulling. We're going to put out a piece of legislation that you can review prior to our hearing, which is scheduled for Thursday at 9 a.m. Oh, at the last minute, we're going to change that legislation so you can't go and prepare. We're going to release it at 2 o'clock the day before so you can't be prepared for logical discussions on this topic. You know, this is Kevin Clardy. This is Susan Almy, the chairman, the Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, just basically disregarding the will of the people of the state of New Hampshire, and you've seen it firsthand from the people that have turned out these hearings. You know, Kevin Clardy, you know, how do you know he's lying? His lips are moving. That's the bottom line. Every time he has said something, he's had to go back and change it. You know, you were there when the commissioner of the DRA said, we can't afford to do more public hearings because the state had budget cuts. It's malarkey. It's ridiculous. He's a salaried employee who makes $118,000 a year with access to a state vehicle. It is no additional cost to the state, and there should have been a public hearing in at least every executive council district in this state so the people of Nashua and Manchester and the Seacoast had a right to have their voices heard, and they just don't care about what the people think.
That's right. Well, I got to go. Corey Lewandowski, Americans for Prosperity, thank you very much. Appreciate your thoughts. People can find out more about Americans for Prosperity where?
AmericansForProsperity.org or AFPHQ.org, and I look forward to the hearing tomorrow.
All right. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian.